Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
After the break, by the way, can you separate the artist from the art? And we talked about Gary Glitter there earlier on, the music of Gary Glitter, by the way, which was amazing. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, it identified a whole era of music, the glam rock era. And of course, it's now been made more famous by the movie The Joker. That famous piece of music. You just can't beat it, can you? I wanted to use it going back about 7 or 8 years ago as an intro to this show. But the powers to be at the time didn't allow me to. They said, no, Jesus, that won't go down well. I'm going, but can we not just separate the artists from the art, from, you know, the art? I mean, I would like to think the royalties would go to, you know, organisations who help abuse children, because, of course, Gary Glitter, the man responsible for that piece of music, is a scumbag and a paedophile. But there are many scumbags and paedophiles who are good singers and good artists. There are many criminals who are good singers and good artists. So can we separate the art from the artistry? Or do you believe they're both the same? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Like, do you believe Gary Glitter's music should be played on the radio? What do you reckon? Do you believe that Kevin Spacey should be back on TV, even though there was allegations made against him? And other stars, movie stars that have had allegations made against him, should they be on television? 087-188-0008. There has many, many people in the entertainment industry, be it singers, dancers, musicians, and also movie stars, who over the last few years have been accused of or have been guilty of a lot of crimes, be that of a sexual nature or otherwise. And because of that, they get removed from playlists on radio, their movies get taken off the air, they get replaced in movies. I suppose only recently Kevin Spacey, remember, was that movie? They had made the whole movie. It was due to be released. I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. But anyway, they took his character out and replaced it with Mark Wahlberg at the last minute. They reshot all the scenes. That's how desperate they were to cancel him from it, because he'd been accused of something. Now, can I point out as well that Kevin Spacey was never found guilty of anything and is supposed to be coming back to TV again? They were accusations. Because a lot of people, even in that situation, would say, oh, there's no smoke without fire. But if we look back through time at some of the famous artists, even right back, we go back to the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, there are many artists, singers, dancers, musicians, TV stars, movie stars, who have been guilty of heinous crimes, horrible crimes. But their art was amazing. Their singing, their dancing, or their musical skills, or their acting skills were astonishing and astounding. And I'm asking a question, can we still respect that without respecting the person? And I gave the classic example, of course, of Gary Glitter. Gary Glitter, without a shadow of a doubt, and I can't be sued for defamation because he is a scumbag, is a dirtbird, a scumbag, horrible, horrible person who is guilty of having sex with children, abusing and raping young children. He is a paedophile and probably the worst type of paedophile. But his music was only used recently, as I said, in The Joker. And it's an amazing piece of music. Not only is it an amazing piece of music, but as I said, there was a whole era of what they called glam rock at the time. And that particular piece of music that I played earlier on, rock and roll, which was used in the movie The Joker, defined the glam rock era. You know the piece of music. The famous steps in America, actually, where everyone's recreating on YouTube and TikTok at the moment, where they're all walking down the steps dressed as The Joker. And The Joker does this impromptu dance, which wasn't rehearsed, I believe, down the steps to that piece of music. It's probably one of the best movie scenes ever. There was controversy over the piece of music they used, which was Gary Glitter, but they agreed, I believe, according to Root, to give some of the proceeds and the royalties to children's charities, which was a good idea. So if Classic Hits Tomorrow, for example, decided, because it is a classic hit, to play Gary Glitter, and we agreed with the PPI, who we pay our royalties to give the music to, say, to Bernardo's, would that be okay then? And can we separate the art from the artist? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Aideen. Aideen, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. Aideen.
Niall, how are things? Are you well?
I'm good, Aideen. Now, Aideen, you have a lot of musical knowledge. You're into your music.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, that's a wonderful piece of music.
It is. I just actually remembered, I know you were talking about the Joker, but for me, like, that was the full Monty, do you know?
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes.
And it's, every time I hear it, I think of the full Monty. Mm. But I would be very much in agreement with what Ruth was saying. I think you have, there is so much great music out there. You have to be able to separate the artist from their music in a situation like the Gary Glitter situation. And given the, like, given the royalties, like, he shouldn't be allowed to profit.
No, he shouldn't.
Again,
no,
from
of course
his
not.
Music.
Mind, so mind you, his band members, you know, the Glitter Band, of course they were called.
Yeah.
They should be able to profit from it. They didn't do anything wrong.
No, but they probably, the way that I know, say, well, I mean, for me, right, I played on a couple of film soundtracks. Now,
okay.
I mean, they were very small films. But what happens is the musicians get paid.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And then once you're paid, you're paid.
So you're,
so
yeah, you're signed off. You're paid off for a period
you're
of time.
Gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, those guys were probably paid for recording that music. He's the guy who writes the thing. Like the,
so he gets,
know,
the, yeah, he gets the writer's royalties.
Now,
yeah.
He may have agreed at the time that if the guys, like, if the stuff is paid on the radio, they might be entitled to a 1% or something profit, you know, like every time it's paid, it might be something very small. And I wouldn't begrudge them that money, absolutely not. But I think any other money that is allowed, like the fact that he's in prison, he should not be allowed to profit.
See, people don't sometimes realise how much royalties can be worth. I mean, on average,
Gavin lives off the royalties.
Absolutely. I mean, if you when you hear a song on the radio, on average, right, they worked it out many, many years ago, an artist gets about 5 cents for every time it's played on radio, right?
That's right.
So
yeah.
I remember the story with Noddy Holder from Slade. And, you know, that big song, so
oh,
here it is.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
A million quid a year. A million quid a year he lives off that song.
Yeah, sure. I knew the girl who was the harpist on Fairy Tale of New York. I know her. She's actually John Sheehan. You know John Sheehan of the Dubliners?
Yes.
She's his daughter. And she was a year ahead of me in school. And herself and her father played on Fairy Tale of New York. Now, I don't know her situation as regards royalties. As far as I know, she was paid at the time. I don't know whether or not there's anything, any other money has come from it. But normally that's the way it is. But if they are entitled to profits, I would never begrudge them. But at the same time, no. I mean, the person who wrote it, if there's any kind of, you know, if they're in prison or if there's any stuff against them, their names or anything like that, no, they definitely shouldn't be entitled to profit. And like that again.
Okay, what about movie stars?
We were only talking about Kevin Spacey the last night I was on the radio with you. Do you remember? Because we were chatting about the music and the crooners and all. And
oh, that's right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, and I realised afterwards, because it's funny you should say this, we were trying to work out who was his wife, and you said, was he married to Peggy D? And I said, no. It was Sandra D.
Sandra D.
Look at me.
I'm Sandra D.
Yes. She was 15 when she married
Bobby Darin. That's right. Yeah. But so, now, like, see, here's the thing, right? Elvis was the same. He was whatever, 22, was he, when he met her at 14, Priscilla Presley?
Right. He was 14 or 15 or something like that. Like, there wasn't an eyelid battle.
Yeah, but here's the, I mean, I'm going to say that was that acceptable? At the time, we viewed life differently,
didn't we? It was.
But when we look back at it now, if somebody did that now, they would be described as a paedophile.
Yeah, well, you see, this was, I don't know if it was you or someone else I was listening to, I can't remember, the other day. And it's, you know, you have to stop.
How dare you listen to somebody else, Aideen, apart from me?
I'm sorry. No, I don't think it was anyone else. I could have been discussing it. I'm sure it was you that said, all this cancel culture crap and all the rest of it. It might have been someone on YouTube, your man Alex Belfield. Sometimes I look at his videos. You have to stop, I think, looking at stuff. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not defending Gary Glitter. I mean, as you said, he's a scumbag. But there's certain things that are acceptable, or were acceptable 20, 30, 40 years ago, that are just not acceptable now. But you have to...
Do you remember that famous story? And mind you, it was in the papers at the time too, because people did question at the time. Bill Wyman, when he... I mean,
oh,
he,
and Mandy Smith.
And Mandy Smith. So, yeah, she was 16.
Now, they're
not 16
now.
Are they not?
He was... No. No. She's actually married to somebody else, I think. But they were married for a few years. But she was 14 when she was with him. And he married her later on, like they did.
She got married at 16, wasn't it?
They did. She was 18, I think, when she married him. Now,
right,
they did split up after that. But yes, I mean, she was going around with him when she was only 14, like. you know. But I do, and I mean, I think it's a bit creepy, but at the same time, you know, things are different now, and I just don't think that you can make the same judgment on something that happened all of those years ago. Then,
because if that's the case, maybe we should cancel everything, because most of the artists we're familiar with from the 70s and 80s were probably all off their boxes and drugs. So in saying that, should the Beatles be cancelled? You know what I mean?
You don't have to go back to the 70s and 80s. Sure, look at the boys, the Gallaghers.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, they were stoned when they were writing their first three albums, especially Noel. Sure, Noel says he wrote his best music when he was on drugs. He's probably right.
Yeah, so because that's considered to be a bad influence on young people, should we just cancel all them too while we're at it?
Yeah, exactly. You might as well cancel them. She can't be promoting drugs. Like, and I'm not promoting drugs, but, you know, like, kids look up to them and musicians, you know, I mean, kids, I've got...
All right, well, then here's the question. I'm not saying they will, by the way, but should classic hits play Gary Glitter rock and roll?
If classic hits wanted to give the royalties to a children's charity, as you said, like Bernardo's or the ISCTC or something like that, I'd have no problem listening to Gary Glitter.
As long as he didn't profit from it.
As long as he's not profiting from the thing.
I don't know where he is now. I don't know if he's back in jail or out of jail.
He's still in prison, Niall.
In Cambodia was the last time I remember, was it? Didn't he go to jail in Cambodia one stage?
I don't think he's in jail in the UK. I think he's in some foreign jail or something like that. You know,
He was caught with two 13-year-old prostitutes or something like that in Cambodia or somewhere.
In Cambodia, that's right. I read something about that, all right, yeah. I'm like, you know, like somebody that, like, he is twisted. But look at, you know, something, you know, like, as you said, I've lots of experience with music. I mean, for God's sake, as I said to Ruth before I came on the radio, if you knew some of the things that the composers of 200 and 250 years ago got up to and the things they did, they probably would have never had their music publicised either. And nobody ever says anything about that now. So, like, Mozart was, like, you know, they used to say about Mozart, he'd get up on the leg of a table. I mean, he had that many affairs, you know, like, and I mean, he had a wife and kids and whatever. But he's just known to be, like, the best composer of all time. Like, he's, you know, people talk about other composers, but Mozart is the best composer. And nobody talks about that stuff. They just talk about how brilliant. It doesn't take away from the fact that they are still brilliant musicians. They're great songwriters, you know, and they wrote these great songs. And, you know, nothing will ever change.
Okay, well, stay there a second. Let me go to Jude as well. Jude, you're an Ireland's classic hits. How you doing, Jude?
That's not at all, Niall.
Jude, would you have an objection to a radio station playing Gary Glitter? Or?
No, I wouldn't. And all that glam rock went over my head. I wasn't into it. And
I loved the glam rock.
Gary Glitter was a right bottom-feeding scumbag. There isn't a word, there isn't a derogatory word on earth to describe that man properly.
No, there isn't. You're right. No.
But I think, though, it's selective. People want to cancel things, and it's selective. Because Gaudi and Picasso weren't exactly nice human beings. They were monsters to their families and the people who knew them. But because their art is worth millions, we'll overlook their little foibles, as they say. Mm-hmm. Look at Jerry Lee Lewis. He was
another one that had a child.
He must have hailed from Leitrim or Sligo. He must have gotten that somewhere from Ireland. Because, like, let's face it, I think if, like, you know what I mean? I think a hair and a heartbeat and you were under nine and you're...
Who was the famous ballet dancer that was also quite a paedophile? What was his name?
Nuriev,
wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, he was lauded as being this spectacular ballet dancer with the Russian ballet or whatever it was that he was with at the time, and it was well known what he was into. Can you still celebrate what he does, Jude? I'm not into ballet.
People who do, but let's face it, the art that these people, these geniuses do create, the art is harmless. It does no harm. Gary Glitter's songs do nobody any harm. The art, whatever they produce, whether it's poetry, books, literature, music, film, that gives loads of people pleasure. That in itself is not doing anybody any harm. So you should be able to separate the art from the person who produced the art.
I mean, but see, some people would suggest that, like, if you're showing a Harvey Weinstein movie, mind you, he's had many movies, but if you're showing
a that you're on those movies,
absolutely, yeah, but you are promoting. which is that you're glorifying somebody who's a rapist.
No, you see,
a convicted rapist.
People worked on that. They're not glorifying what he did as a person. But those films give people pleasure. So you could, if you were logically and not much of a snowflake, and Aideen there is totally right, you should be able to, because those films aren't doing any harm. What one of his films actually glorifies rape or glorifies treating women like dirt? His films don't glorify it. Those artists' art don't glorify the things that make them horrible people.
Yeah, I am, depending on the person and the type of art, I am kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, kind of thinking about the logic behind it. And yet there is a sense of, why would you have, say if somebody was a paedophile, right, and he starred in a movie, why would you want to go and see it and see the guy?
Because you might like the movie. You're not a paedophile, or you don't subscribe to paedophilia if you like that movie.
If they're the main actor in the movie, or whatever, yeah.
But thousands and thousands of people might have gone to that movie and enjoyed it before it was known that, say, a star in it was a paedophile.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing about Harvey Weinstein that I would say is he's not a film star. He's a producer. Okay,
yeah.
And the other thing about it is well known that, women have come out now, and he did make advances towards them, and they were people that were involved.
He was a creep. Yeah.
He was a creep, and it was a kind of a case.
I watched him last week. He's had a lot more allegations. He's had a lot more charges against him now. He had to appear in court in New York last week by video phone or whatever it was, right? Because he's in jail or wherever the hell he's in jail.
Yeah.
And I watched him in his orange jumpsuit from jail.
Oh, God.
And I'm saying to myself, and only 3 days before that, I had watched the Grammys when Ricky Gervais was presenting it, and he was telling one of his gags. And the camera zoomed to Harvey Weinstein in the audience, and he had all these women around him, all, licking his ass because basically they wanted to be the next movie star. And he was laughing and joking. I'm saying, what a come down from a multimillionaire who was best pals with every celebrity in Hollywood to now being in a prison cell with a load of prisoners.
Well, something, Lyle? It's funny you should say that, just what you're talking about, the women and stuff. The thing that I don't respect about certain women, say, who would have maybe, made films for him or whatever, it was well known for a long time that was what he was up to. And there were women that would have known that when they would have gone for films. But they still, agreed to work with him because they all want their big break,
There's
that side of it as well. And I don't like that. It's like, it's what's good for me. And then when it doesn't suit me, it's like, the cancel culture side of things comes up. Like, I just don't like that whole cancel culture. I think it's an awful lot of it is an excuse. Now at the same time, I'm not saying it's not right at all, but I just think it's sometimes it's when it suits you.
The other part I have a problem with is people being cancelled. And actually, John is going to bring it up, so I'll let John bring up this particular one. Sorry, John, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, John?
Oh, how you doing, Niall? Sorry,
good. Okay, the angry Christian. Sorry, I didn't know it was you.
Oh, it was me. Yeah.
So, John,
<I'm> still angry.
John, can you separate the art from the artist?
Yeah, I'll tell you this, Niall. Your Me Too culture. Now, you know what I think about that. It's a load of.
Well, it's not all a load of.
It's a load of bollocks.
In your opinion, but it's not all a load of.
I'll tell you why it is, because as that lady there just said a few minutes ago, you had an awful lot of actresses there many years ago who in Hollywood would have, taken any role, done anything to be rich and famous.
Well, that was because it was mainly men, with respect, John. It was mainly men that were in power, positions of power to give those positions.
Yeah, but hang on, think of it this way now. Many, many years ago in Hollywood, many women, and men as well, would have went on there to make their name and their fortune. And then suddenly, years later, nobody knows about them or they haven't done that in years. And then they realise, nobody actually knows me anymore. So how can I make myself look, famous again? What can I do? Oh, I'll come up with an allegation of this, that and the other. And then, because take the Kevin Spacey case there. That's what I ring about. So listen, there's Kevin Spacey now today, a great actor. And I mean,
an amazing actor, by the way.
Amazing
actor.
I mean, the roles he's taken on. I mean, fantastic actor. I mean, you couldn't bypass him. But the thing was, the case that was taken against him, and it was a gay fella that took a case against him.
That's right.
15 years ago, or 15, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the case was found out in court that the guy was lying.
Well, the allegation was found out to be untrue. Well, it was unproven, yes.
Because of text messaging. And then suddenly Hollywood never took Kevin Spacey back. Or Kevin Spacey.
Well, he is supposed to be coming back now. I believe he's making a comeback. The point you're making is if an allegation is made against somebody, they shouldn't be cancelled based on an allegation. Well, no. They should only be cancelled based on a conviction, is what you're saying.
No, the way I look at it is, if I was in Hollywood today and I heard somebody saying, 15 or 20 years ago or 40 years ago, I had this done or this happened to me and all the rest of it. Well, the first thing I would say, can you prove that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you actually prove that allegation against whoever is? And that's not... you talked about Gary Glare there now.
Gary Glare, it's not just allegations. He's a scumbag.
I do appreciate people like Gary Glitter's music. But at the end of the day, I personally don't like Gary Glitter. I wouldn't be mad about him one way or the other. But there's a lot of people out there who would appreciate his music and probably want to hear his music back on the radio again. But the fact that, getting back to Hollywood, because Hollywood is the way I love everything around Hollywood. But the fact is, when you have somebody years ago who suddenly will do anything for a role or to be rich or famous, and then suddenly years later, then come along and make an allegation that may or may not be true.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, you can't cancel people's livelihoods just on a whim or on a Me Too movement that was kicked off by maybe one or two women or one or two men or whatever the case may be. So, you can't destroy somebody's life over that. You just can't.
And that does happen on a regular basis, nowadays. And by the way, I think we would all agree, I think Aideen and Jude would probably agree with you, that...
All saber rattling.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody should ever be cancelled on an allegation. Because anybody can make an allegation. I think the most famous case that I'm aware of that happened over the last 10 years was Michael Lavelle from Carnation Street, which is Kevin from Carnation Street.
Oh, yeah.
That was shocking.
18 months.
That was a shocking
18
case.
Months he was
now,
off screen.
Now, most people don't know the details because there was an injunction stopping the information going out. But let me just say...
And William Roach as well, Ken Barlow.
Well, Ken Barlow as well, right. William Roach, yes, of course.
Yeah.
But Michael Lavelle more so because the man turned to drink, cocaine. He went down a really bad road. He literally destroyed his career. Now, thankfully, he managed to get it back, but I think it did him irreparable damage. But the accusation that was made against him, and I remember the report, I remember the headline of the paper, Michael Lavelle accused of having sex with schoolgirl.
That's right, I remember that case, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I know the whole story, but I can't, I'm not allowed to talk about it on the radio because it's an injunction. But needless to say, the judge in the middle of the case turned around and sent the jury home because it was essentially made up. Now,
he told them not to come back, probably.
It was made up. It wasn't true.
Yeah.
But to think that a man's life and career was destroyed by somebody who made up a story, was just incredible.
Yeah, but Niall, here's your decided that. I'm sorry for cutting across. Here's your decided that. And this is the serious part of it, going back to Kevin Spacey and what have you. You had people in court who had lied, and yet and all, they were allowed to live their life again, with nobody having a camera in front of them or, doing interviews, and they could absolutely fade back into society again without any repercussions. And yet and all, the people that they took cases against, Michael Lavelle there, the whole lot, that them people today are still carrying those, allegations around with them today. I think it's totally wrong. And this idea of canceling culture and all this kind of stuff, it doesn't matter what it is, I think it should be all just stopped completely and put to bed once and for all.
All right, listen, all of you, listen, thank you very much indeed. Thanks, Aideen. Thanks, Jude. And thanks very much indeed, John.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.